Okay, it is 9 o'clock. Monday morning, March 12th, 2018, calling to order the meeting for the City of Ocala Firefighters Retirement Plan in the City Managers Conference Room, 110 Southeast Wautula Avenue. The public notice is posted on March 5th at 12:48 p.m. Okay. We'll do a roll call, starting with the board members. Randy Griffin.
Jim Williams.
John Dozier.
Larry Fagan.
Justin Hardy. In addition, we also have attending Robert Davis.
Scott Holt.
Josh Phillips.
Alyssa Gaither.
Joseph Holman.
Okay. All right, first thing on the list is public comments. Anybody wish to make a comment? No comments? Okay, well, we're having this meeting after we've been trying since November to have this meeting without success. In November, there were issues with proper posting, and apparently what happened was city clerk's office, there's one person who's in charge of posting all the meetings, and so everybody always sent everything to her, but she was out sick, or for whatever reason she was not in, and numerous meetings did not get posted, so we couldn't take any action at that meeting. They have since corrected it, and now they have one website where, or one email that
goes to. One email address that several go into.
That everybody sends their meetings to, and then whoever's working has access to that, whoever's working in the clerk's office has access to that email specifically for meeting postings and all that stuff. So apparently they've corrected the issue. But anyways, that's why we couldn't take any action in November. So then we tabled everything we were going to do at that meeting to the February meeting. And at the February meeting, we ended up not having a quorum. So we couldn't approve anything at the meeting in February. So then we got together, and this was the date, that the next date that we came up with. So we're going to have to do, you know, approve a lot of things that we've been trying to approve since November. Okay, there are minutes that everybody was sent for the August 21st meeting. I would like to entertain a motion to accept those minutes as presented.
Make a motion.
Okay.
One second.
Second by Jim Williams. Is there any opposition to unanimous approval? Seeing, hearing none, motion carries. Okay, now we're going to entertain a motion for the minutes from the November 13th meeting that was unposted, and we were not able to take any action. So I would like to entertain a meeting to approve the minutes of November 13th, 2017.
So moved.
Okay, motion by John Dozier.
Second.
Second by Justin. Justin Hardy.
Mm-hmm.
If there's no opposition to unanimous approval, seeing and hearing none, motion carries. All right. at our last meeting, the actuary, of course, Dave West was here to present the quarterly report, and David Harris was here to present the actuarial report. Actuarially, we did good. everybody got a copy of it. Does anybody have any questions? We can call David if anyone has any questions on it, any comments. One thing that was discussed is we had talked about a experience study. I think he said it's been like 8, 7, 8, 9 years since we've had our last experience study. And we typically like to do them about every 5 years. So we're overdue for an experience study. That's when he goes and he looks at all of our assumptions. And then he goes back to see what our actual experience was, to see how close we are to, does it on an annual basis. He does it on an annual basis. When we look at the actuarial reports, he'll say, you had 3 people die or no people die, so you were, but the experience study is a more in-depth look at all our assumptions. And then after he does the the experience study, then he'll make some recommendations that we suggest some recommendations that we change if anything's way off, then he'll make some recommendations that we change. So I guess first I would like to entertain a motion to accept the actuarial report that Dave presented.
So moved.
Motion by Larry Fagan. Second.
I'll second.
Second by Jim Williams. There's no opposition to unanimous approval. Motion carries. Actuarial report is accepted. Sorry guys, I got something in my throat. Yeah, is there water in there? And at this time, I'd like to go ahead and make a motion to direct the actuary to go ahead and perform the experience study. I think he said something about he might even come down and present it in August or something. And we can bring up whatever. A lot of you weren't, or numerous weren't here, so if there's anything else actuarially, it'd be good to get him in. So if anybody has any questions or comments or anything, we can. He'll be here in person to present the.
Did he say how much that cost? I mean, I just wondering how much something like that cost.
He did not. Okay. He said that he'd like to present it in August, so that when we provide him with the information in October for the new valuation, that the new assumptions are, if we do make any changes, that they're incorporated with the numbers we give them in October. But he did not.
We've done it before, so we can look up.
No, I was just.
No, it's right.
It's
you're right.
So
to ask. We should have asked. I thank you for asking, Justin. Don't.
I can email him and get a better quote. The one that we did was 7 or 8 years ago. How much it was, it's probably not comparable to now. I wouldn't think.
Shouldn't be.
That's good. Does anybody have any other questions for the actuary? Randy, we're at the meeting that we are approving the actuarial report and everything, and a question came up. We're talking about the experience study. So if you could call me back soon, then the board can listen. There was a question raised as to how much the experience study will cost. And anyways, give me a call if you get this, and you can call me back right quick. Thanks, bye. usually he'll call right back, but he might be on a plane or going somewhere to another meeting, so.
The evaluations are coming out, so the evaluation is just being given this time of the year, so maybe we'll use the traveling.
Yeah, and Monday's a good day to do that, so he's probably trying, he might be in Deerfield Beach or Pompano Beach, getting ready to present a, another actuarial report to one of his other clients. Any other issues on the actuary, that any questions, comments, anything? Okay. Okay, at this time, I would like to entertain a motion to approve the accounts payable as presented. Now, are these, Alicia, all the accounts payable ever since November, it's all combined into one?
Well, just through January, what we would have normally had you approve in February.
Okay, all right, so these are all the accounts payable through, up to January. So I would like to entertain a motion to approve the accounts payable.
I'll make that motion.
A second.
Okay, a motion by Justin, second by John Dozier. If there's no opposition to unanimous approval, seeing and hearing none, motion carries. Okay, other matters to come before the board. Drop approval. I would like to entertain a motion. Michael Ferguson, Michael Shane Ferguson, has entered the drop. Like to entertain a motion for the approval. It's been through, Alicia, it's been through, it's been approved by the actuary. He approved all the calculations and everything. So at this time, I'd like to entertain a motion to approve Michael Ferguson entering into the drop.
No second.
Jim?
Yep.
Motion by Jim Williams.
I'll second it.
Second by Justin Hardy. If there's no opposition to unanimous approval, seeing here none, motion carries. Klausner fees. Klausner's raised his fees.
There should be a letter in there.
Yeah. He hadn't raised them in many years. I'll read his letter. Over the past, dear Randy, over the past several years, our firm has faced increased expenses in all areas of our operation. We have avoided passing these increased costs to our clients by economizing in ways not affecting our quality of service or ability to respond to your needs. At this time, we must make an adjustment to our fees. Beginning January 2018, your new rate will be $350 per hour. Please note that our fee has not increased in over 8 years. Attached is an agreement for legal services which provides for the new fees. Please have the agreement placed on the next meeting agenda for consideration. We greatly appreciate your business and the opportunity to continue serving you. If you have questions regarding this increase, please contact me, Robert Clausen. What are Lee's fees? Do you know?
Lee is up to $475 an hour.
Okay. The other boards, the fire, the police board and the general board, they use Lee Diener as their attorney, and he's $475.
What have we been paying?
$300.
I think there's a spreadsheet behind that letter that shows like a history of what we paid for a couple of years.
We'll look at that, and I'll look in the...
Here it is. For 2017, we paid a total of $3,716. For 16, it was $6,857. So that was because there was some ordinance changes back and forth on that. It seems like every other year. 15, it was $3,700.
14, it was $6,500, so it looks like every other year it's $3,765, so.
And I think the police in general are probably like $15,000, $20,000 or more.
Yeah, when I went back to 2012, it was $21,000. I don't know what happened that year, but evidently there was a lot of things. I can tell you, this attorney doesn't require to be at every meeting. Lee Veeder does.
Yeah, so they
have to pay him. And the cost for that would be his travel.
They have to pay him travel to get here from Sarasota. And then they have to pay him to sit here the whole time. He's here every meeting he shows up to. So we're, and we have Bob, or he's got a whole crew of guys, really good, smart guy. You've seen Bob Klausner at the conferences and everything. He's a great attorney. And how responsive is he, Alicia?
Very.
How responsive is Lee Diener?
Not.
I mean, you may sometimes she has to make 8 phone calls to get one thing out of Lee Diener, and with our attorney, it's right there.
And he gets a letter or something, he's calling me, letting me know he's going to respond within a day or two. Usually, it's never more than a week. By the end of the week, I've got whatever we need.
So, anyways, I'm quite happy.
Professional service is great.
And anytime we have a legal question, we can call him. You know, we can get him on the phone. I just don't see any need to pay him to fly to Orlando, because he has attended like 2 meetings since I've been on the board, and that's since 1999. But we have to pay his flight to Orlando, and then his rental car from Orlando to here, and then the time that he spends here. So it's just, I don't think it's necessary to have the attorney. It would be nice to have the attorney at all our meetings, but it's...
What specifically is he doing for us?
We're going to do an ordinance change. All the state laws that come down, you know, he keeps tabs on all the state laws and everything, and then that tells us of what we need to do to change to make sure that we're in compliance with all of the state and federal laws. Our ordinance, he writes the ordinance, he does everything. If we have questions, like we're allowing the people to leave their money in the drop and all that, I've been going back and forth with them on that. And basically, he just writes the ordinance and advises the board on making sure that we're following the law.
Is there someone locally that can do all this for us? Do we have to go out of town for it?
I don't think there's anybody with the expertise of pensions. You know, there's tons of lawyers here, but I don't know of one of them that does even. There's a guy up in Gainesville, Paul Donnelly, but I wouldn't use him because the union uses him for there, and that could be a conflict when you got the union using the same attorney that we're using. So as far as expertise, there's nobody in town, there's nobody even close to town that provides these, and the cost really compared to police in general is minimal, and the service is very good. All right. With that, I would like to entertain a motion to accept Bob Klausner's raise in fees and sign the new contract that has the new fees in it.
So moved.
Motion by John Dozier. Second by Larry Fagan. Any opposition to unanimous approval? Seeing and hearing none, the motion carries. That being said, he does come up and do Gainesville. Bob does come up and do Gainesville, and then the next day he goes over and does Tampa. So I was talking to him at one time about, you know, coming maybe once a year, you know, and I was thinking, like, when we do the actuary, when we got the actuary here, we can have the actuary, the attorney, and the consultant all together for that one meeting a year. It might be it might be a good idea to get him once a year, but that'll be y'all's decision because... Okay. Okay, the 2019 budget. Does everybody have a copy of that? So, Alicia, you want to just kind of give us a quick summary?
Yeah, I'm going to start with the expenses, if you don't mind.
Okay.
On the one side, there's expenses. On the other side is the budget. I'm going to start with the expenses.
Okay, that's...
Yes. At the top, you'll see the revenues. Those are the revenues for last year, 2016-17. The city paid in almost $1.2 million. The employees contributed the $580,000. Plus another $82,000 that was invested in the plan for buybacks. You'll see the interest and dividends, the gains were $5.3 million last year, giving you an overall revenue of almost $9.6 million. As we go down the sheet, the retirees' payments, these are only payments that are made to retirees' disability drop. This portion here, it was $2.8 million. Then as you go down the list, you'll see that they're the managers that we pay, the attorneys, the actuaries, those are those costs. They totaled just over $220,000. So your total expenses were almost $3.2 million, with your revenue being the $9.6 million. You had a net gain of $6.4 million. And then there at the very bottom, I just broke them down into different ways.
What was our budget for 17?
If you flip that over to the other side.
I see the expenses.
I did not. The adopted, where it says 2018 adopted, that was 17-18. That's this year.
Okay.
I don't know what the 16-17 was, just because it's 3 years out. I didn't have it on here.
Maybe were we under budget, on budget, over budget?
That's misleading. We did not have to do any budget adjustments to ask for any more money. I can tell you that. This is kind of a shot in the dark because I never know how many people are retiring and,
sure, absolutely.
And
that might
who leaves the drop question. When they leave the drop.
I think is that going to answer his question? At least maybe partially. I'm not sure.
No, that's 16-17.
Oh, wait, yeah, that's 15 actually.
Oh, yeah, 17 budgeted. Well, no.
16-17.
This 16 is the one. Interest. Yeah. Right here where it says 17 adopted, it's saying the $46 million. Because they take the revenue and put it in there. Whatever the we can't see it from that.
And
but it is those top numbers. It says 17 actual.
Look at that last minute. It's just something that was off so quick.
When did we start budgeting? Because there was a time
when I've always done a budget. We've always done a budget, the city's asked us to, but about 3 years ago, the state now requires it, and the board has to vote on both an expense and a budget for the year. The expense is after the fact. I try to get the budget in before when it actually becomes due. It's due to budget in March. And sometimes, you know, it does go over, it does come under, depending on somebody leaves from the drop or something like that, and there's a big payout that you don't know about. But generally, it's pretty close.
According to this, it's close.
Yeah.
If you take out the reserve for fund balance,
the reserve
$46 million.
kind of skews that.
And subtract it from the 49,208, you're very close to this number. Actually, it may be the same number.
We're very, very close. We know about generally, like I said, every other year, the pattern with the legal fees. Randy's very good at letting me know that there's ordinance changes coming, so I know to put in a little bit extra. As far as our retiree payments, they, I mean, when you add two or three firemen, it does go up, but not extensively. The biggest thing is that there's a drop payout that we're not, expecting. We try to, you know, at least have it for the following year. For the firemen, you guys don't jump ship too quick, too often.
Right. The other question I have is why we are putting together a 19 budget in March?
We submit everything to finance in the city in March. They review everything in April and May, and over the summer, council reviews it and approves it before the October budget actually starts. So we're 6 months out from the actual budget happening.
Okay.
They want usually everything will go to council in August and September for all of the city.
Yeah, they have workshops all summer long if you want to attend the workshops and see or ask any questions or anything like that.
A big budget.
So Ronnie Williams is the only one leaving in 19, I take it?
Yes.
Okay.
And that would be why the adopted 18 and submitted for 19 is less. We had several payouts this past year and this year for the drop. And we don't expect to have that, so that's why it went down.
And that's going to change somewhat now that we're allowing people to leave the money in.
Yes.
Now that we're allowing people to leave money in the drop, so it's going to be harder to budget because some are going to take and some are not going to take. Yeah.
So really this is speculation that Ronnie Williams is taking his.
Yes.
Yes. And the other part of that is I'm not sure where we're going to keep this number on the books.
Because it needs to be separate just because they get thrown out at any time, right?
Well, that, and it's no longer considered drop money.
What are we going to call it?
Well, that money, wouldn't it? You just have to keep it.
We'll make up a
name. Budget-wise, it doesn't really matter. It just goes back into the fund, right? And then you just have to actuarially account for that person and their interest separately for their personal stuff.
It's in our fund, so it's got to be classified in some way.
Our money, not our money.
Yes.
Yeah.
And when I report to the state, you don't want the excess money that stayed in the fund going.
Right.
That way.
It's got to be accounted for. It's not just.
Yeah.
Okay, Larry,
I'm
did you have.
I'm not sure of all those.
Yeah, there you are. Investment management fees at $216,000. Is that a function of a percentage of our portfolio, or is that a flat fee, or what is that?
That is a variation of all of those.
It's the actuals, right?
These are actuals.
Each manager,
we're up at the very top, underneath the managers, where it says manager fees investment spreadsheet. This is actually that 104, almost 105,000 is from different managers taking it out of the funds before it hits the monthly spreadsheet that we get. And then the ones down here at the bottom for DGHM, Integrity, Bogdan, they actually send me an invoice and I pay them a check.
Okay, so what this is saying is DGHM, that's our all cap active manager. So we pay them fees.
Yes.
And Integrity Fixed Income is our active fixed income managers.
Mm-hmm.
All of our other managers are index funds, which we're paying like
a percentage of
4 basis points or 5 basis points or something. I mean, I think Integrity is DGHM is like 75 basis points is their fees. And
in the back of the ANCO book are all the fees that they charge and how they charge. Now, Bogdan charges a quarterly fee, flat quarterly fee.
Clauser charges an hourly fee, so it's, but most are percentage of the fund or a basis fee.
There was a, at one of the meetings, there was something about raising their fees or something. What ever transpired with that, or has anything?
And company raised their fees.
Yeah, ANCO raised their fees. Is that what you're talking about? Or all the investment managers?
All the investment managers, I thought.
We've hired DGHM to do our active all-cap value manager, okay? And we reevaluate them on a quarterly basis. Their fees are 75 basis points, which is very standard. You know, some charge more, some charge less, but it's a very fair, very average, very, you know, appropriate fee. You know, we went through a lot when we hired them. We went, you know, they brought in a whole bunch of managers. We looked at all of them. We looked at their fees. We looked at their performance. We looked at everything on them. We decided to go with them. And they're doing okay. They're not, you know, knocking them dead, but they're doing okay. We've decided to hang on to them. And the same with Integrity. You know.
What is their strategy now? What are they trying to do now for us?
Are we going to continue
to be in index funds, or where are we going?
That's up to the board. You know, we're heavily indexed. You know, we made that decision years back, and it's paid off extremely well.
Yeah.
And like Dave says, and like you guys know, sometimes index, they just way outperform the, you know, it's hard to find an active manager that outperforms the index. I'll just pull this out of the...
I'm not arguing about where we've been in the past, but I'm just wondering where we're going in the future.
Yeah,
there's some really strange things that can happen to index funds. When the market starts sliding all over the place, particularly when they start borrowing money to buy more funds, it can have a dramatic effect on the value of that investment.
I know. And that's one thing that we as a board have to make that decision. That, you know, the thing about index funds is, you know, in the good times, you take the good and you're paying, instead of 75 basis points, you're paying 5 basis points or 4 basis points, you know. So do we want to take the, you know, and everybody, the conventional wisdom is that active managers do good in down markets, you know, because when everybody goes to sell and all the garbage gets sold, and those firms that have good fundamentals, which are typically the funds that the active managers keep, you know, they so in a down market, the active managers are going to do better. But my feeling is, down markets are much more rare than up markets are. You know, so do we want to, you know, stay index and just take the hit when it comes? Or do we want to try and market time and decide when the market's going to go down? And, you know, that's a form of market timing, which I don't think, which we shouldn't be doing. But do we want to stay heavily in index, or do we want to, you know, explore more active management? That's a decision for the board. And, you know, as, you know, when we got, you know, that's more of a question when Dave is here.
Well, have they given any idea to us on what their strategy is going to be? Or are they just going to continue with the index thing, or what? Are they thinking about getting out of indexes, or what?
Who's they?
The management firms.
No, that's us.
Well, I understand that, but what are they doing with it?
They do whatever their clients want. They have some clients that are all active management. They have some clients that are, you know, heavily indexed like us,
yeah.
You know, and their job is not to tell us what to do. Their job is to guide us and tell us the positives and negatives. If we, at this time, go more active, what are the positives, what are the negatives? And then it's the board's decision, you know? Mm-hmm. So really, that's really a question to bring up when Dave West is here, when the consultant is here, and just ask him, you know, what is, you know, what are his other clients doing, and what do they as a firm, what do they recommend? But it's over my head, way over my head. Just speaking, though, I mean, indexing has done us extremely well.
It was about 21% or so last year.
Yeah, I mean, our large cap growth, Wells Fargo large cap growth, the index is in the 9th percentile, 15th percentile for 3 years, 16th percentile for 5 years. We're not going to find an active growth manager that's going to do better than that. No. You know? Granted, when it goes down, we're going to have to take the hit.
Yep. Okay.
But that, you know, that again, that's a decision for the board, and you know, we can, you know, you can, as we go, kind of make that decision. If we want to ease into a little more active management, we can do that. That's but that's really a conversation we really need Dave here for. But
well, the total all-in fees for 17 were 40 basis points. And our highest fees are in the real estate piece of it. And the PIMCO Diversified Income Fund and, as you said, Dolphin All Cap. So 40 basis points is really cheap.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we're doing good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I agree.
So I need an approval for both the expense and the budget. Separate motions, if you would.
Okay. I would like to entertain a motion to approve the 2019 budget as presented.
I'll make that motion.
Okay, motion by Justin, second by Jim Williams. If there's no opposition to unanimous approval, seeing, hearing none, motion carries. At this point, I'd like to make a motion to approve the 2016-17 expenses. Motion by Jim Williams.
Second.
Second by John Dozier. There's no opposition to unanimous approval. Seeing, hearing none, the motion carries.
And this information will be out on the pension website. All the asking out there, there's some other stuff that in compliance by July 1st, but it should be out within the next week or so.
Larry, you do. We can discuss that. That is something that I think we do need to discuss, and we need to decide. You know, do we want to go more active, or, you know, or are we, you know, happy where we're at? And
Randy, some time ago we approved a investment in a company that loans money, and we're in effect loaning them money. We have to change our charter apparently to do this. What's happened with that? Is that going through, or what?
Yes, that has gone through. I just signed a contract the other day.
And Crescent?
Yes.
We're actually funding them today.
We're funding them today. How much? $450,000,
was it?
Yeah, $476,000, I believe it was. I think $400,000. We're cutting a check to
them today for $400,000. What are they?
They're middle market debt.
But what are they paying now, you know?
No. I don't know what they're paying right now. I mean,
they report an internal rate of return. And I can't remember exactly what their IRR was. It was in the last fund, one in the 8-10% range.
Yeah, yeah. It was high single, low double digits is what they're returning. And
So we have changed our charter to allow us to do that.
We don't have to change our charter, we just change our
investment
policy statement. We'll change our investment policy statement to allow that, to add that into our asset allocation. And yeah, we've been going back and forth with the lawyer and everything, and we finally got everything signed, sealed, and they just asked for a capital call a couple of weeks ago, and we're going to fund that today. Okay. I've been thinking about the next meeting. You know, do I want to just make this my last meeting, or do I want to have one last meeting, you know, just before I go out? So, my you guys know I like to fit everything into the quarterly meetings. I know your time is valuable, and it's I hate to bring people here for, you know, bring you guys in on your own time more than four times a year, and I appreciate, like, you'll never know the time that you do spend and all of your service to the board, but I'll think about it. We may have one meeting in the end of April, you know, so that will be my final meeting, and then we're going to have to pick a new chairman. We're going to have to find out, because right now I'm the authorized signer for all of these funds, you know, to change money or to do anything. At least you need to get my signature. So we need to get a new signature for all that stuff. So we're going to work on that. We're going to work with the attorney. And one other thing, our original ordinance was written in 99, 2000. I think it was written in 2000, early 2000, that retroed back to October 1 of 99. And then we've had numerous additions. You know, we changed to allow military buyback. We changed the draw. We changed several things. So every time they need to look in the ordinance, they have to look through every single one to make sure that what they're looking for is... Anyways, I want to combine, because we haven't done it in 18 years, take all the additional ones, combine them. Scott and I will work on it, and Jim, work on combining them all into one ordinance. And then, you know, all those different addendums into one ordinance, so it'll be a lot easier. I don't see any major changes going forward. The union did some major negotiations several years back where they, you know, we have a tier one and a tier two, and they lowered the benefits for the newer guys minimally, but they did lower them. So I don't see a whole lot of changes coming up in the future, so it would just be for simplification and to bring it up, because there are certain laws that have passed through Tallahassee that need to be added to the ordinance. So that being said, the attorney's fees are probably going to go up this year, but I would like to get that. I'd like to get a lot of stuff done before I leave, so once I leave, everything's hopefully on cruise control and you can continue on just as it has been. But yeah, so maybe we'll have one more meeting before I depart. That
meeting's already on the calendar, is it not?
No, it is not.
I thought I saw
there's a May.
There is a May meeting,
yeah, okay,
but not April.
You know, maybe, and we can maybe just do it at the May meeting as well. We'll discuss that. When is it, May 21st? Yeah, see, I'm going to be out of town.
Yeah, I'm going to be out of town, too. First of May is good for me.
Okay.
Yeah, May 21st.
Does any says we need to determine a November 2018 meeting date?
Yeah, we have. Well,
did we have one where we might have it in the other room? Because last year, our other November meeting, the general board has this room in the morning because Lee Diener, their attorney, comes from Sarasota, so they have it in the morning. Then they go to lunch, and then police have it in the afternoon.
Dave said that he could possibly do November 5th, that it wasn't too early. November 12th is Veterans Day observance for us. That would have been the Monday we would have chosen. The following Monday is the 19th, that's the week of Thanksgiving, so we try to stay away from that. And usually that Thursday, Friday before that.
Let's put in November 5th as the meeting, the November meeting, and then if we need to change it, you know, if something comes up and we need to change it, but at least we have one that everybody can shoot for, and it's avoiding all the holidays. And it's a little early because quarter end is September 30th, so it's sometimes hard to get all the numbers before then, but Dave said it shouldn't be a problem, so we'll go with that.
He said he might have to bring an updated sheet, but...
He
might have to bring an updated...
Right.
Cover sheet, but...
Yeah, it's mostly the real estate managers that don't get their numbers. All the active managers and the indexes, we all have all their numbers. And I think it's just some of the, I think it's the real estate that are the last numbers to come in.
All right, and then the dates that we sent out in November for this year were May 21st and August 20th. So if you have issues with those dates, please let me know right away. So one, I can see if we still have a quorum.
Right.
And if we don't have a quorum, then we can see what Dave's schedule is available.
Right.
They usually, you know, their schedule is usually pretty set.
What was the date in August?
The 20th. Okay. August 20th and May 21st.
May 21st, I can't make.
Okay. Randy, you said you were out of town that week, too?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure. My nephew's graduating out in Los Angeles, and my sister wanted me to go out there and go to his graduation, so that's on the 20th, so I don't think I'll be back on
the 20th. Take the red out of that.
Yeah. I'm going to Napa and spend another 5 days in Napa because I'm going to be retired.
Not yet. The 31st of May.
He'll be pseudo retired by then.
We'll see. I might not make the 31st of May, but...
Those are the vacation days.
Anyways,
I'm going to check and see what everybody's calendar is for April. Because I do need a little bit of time to get some information to the bank so that we're ready to go if I need money. I don't need it within 2 or 3 days, but every once in a while I do. Like this Crescent thing, we finally got the contract, and when I got online, I could see that there was a capital call that they had said a week or two ago. But it went to my junk mail. But by going online, it was like, oh no, this is next week. We need to do this right away. So we caught it, and we got it done in time, but Randy had to stop by pretty quick and give me some signatures.
Yeah. It's best, I think, to keep the signatures of one of the firemen because we're in town and we work all the time.
Yeah.
And it's just easier to stop by. And but it doesn't matter to me. I mean, that's... And we also have, I think, what's Jared's title now? HR director?
HR director. Jared will be a backup. Cindy is leaving at the end of this month. So we've chosen Jared as the city's person to kind of take over some of the things that she does. For the city side of the pension.
Yeah, Cindy Kelly, the girl that's usually in here with the black curly hair, she's the city's, she's in charge of finance, and she's usually attends all our meetings, but since she gave her notice, she hasn't been to a meeting.
She's in Washington, actually.
Okay, yeah, she's in charge of legislative.
Legislative stuff, so.
Still working till her final day.
Yep. I think her last day is the 23rd, and that's the last week of session is the 16th or 17th, this week.
Are there any training sessions coming up at all?
Tallahassee.
Is June something?
It's the first week in June.
First week in June, there's a Tallahassee school. I highly recommend it. It's specifically 175-185, so you don't have like FPPTA. You have a lot of general plans there, but this one in Tallahassee is...
Do you have me down for that?
I believe I do.
I think you do.
Put me down for that too, yeah, please.
That's the 4th through the 6th, right?
That's the what?
4th through the 6th.
I have you right there.
Yeah. Yeah, 4th is the 4th through the 6th.
I was waiting to get a number for this board.
Yeah. So that's 1, 2.
Who else? What happened?
Okay, Jim or Justin, are you interested in that one or not going to fit your schedule?
It's again.
Alicia, what are the dates again?
The 5th, 6th, and 7th? It's a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
I think it's 4, 5, and 6th of June.
I can't answer right now.
Okay, that's fine. I just...
Eight Monday as soon as you can. Yes?
Yeah. And then put one board member because put me in if Scott will...
Okay.
Scott's coming.
I'll make it happen, I'll go.
Okay.
The thing about this school is I have to actually register you with...
Your social security number.
Your social security number with state of the university. So to change that or do it for a blank number of people, it's really hard. It doesn't like to accept my name 4 times.
So, yeah, they do it by social security number, yeah. But it's...
So I may be contacting you one-on-one to, you know, get a password, and I'll do the stuff. They'll send you a password. You'll have to send it to me so I can get the register of you.
Okay, so I think I would like to look at a meeting somewhere towards the end of April. We'll get with everybody to see what days are good. I don't even have my calendar with me.
You don't need Dave now, right?
I'm sorry?
You don't need Dave.
No, we don't need Dave for this. This is just going to be more... You know, hopefully maybe we'll have the ordinance rewrite. You know, I want to look at that and get everybody working on that ordinance rewrite. And then have that meeting. And, yeah, but we'll get a good part of dates on that. Does anyone else have anything for the board? Any members or anybody else have any questions, comments? Yes?
Get a haircut.
I'm retired.
So with the drop payments being able to stay within there, I really feel like we need to have some sort of letter or something signed by any employee that does leave that in there to reduce the liability.
Yes.
Of the board.
I have a form set up that's making its way through the process where it says, I am electing to leave my money with the City of Ocala Firefighter Retirement System.
I accept full complete control.
You know, I understand this is what's going to happen. If it goes up, it goes down, da 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 da. I'm accepting responsibility and I'm having it be notarized.
Okay.
And then I've got a separate form set up to...
Is that what Bob is advised us to do?
Yeah.
No, I just...
Yeah, I brought it through Bob, I brought it through the actuary. The actuary came by with, came back with like four or five things that he wanted added to it. And then Bob is also reviewing it. And he's gonna, we're gonna get his, when we're done, complete, we're gonna get Bob to approve it and the actuary to approve it. And it does, and it does state that I understand this is invested for the long term, which might not suit my needs.
This is how much I'm paying a month to have this service provided to me. And then we have another form that says this is how I want to have it.
We're still working on it.
It's a disclaimer, is what it is.
It's a disclaimer.
First to me as they want it. You know, they could say it's up there for 10 years. Before someone actually started drawing on it, so that's why we have two separate ones.
Is this big unknown with members pulling money out, is that gonna be a big effect on us? I mean, I know obviously it changes our budget, but I mean, is it...
No, it won't change your budget because it's already expensed.
Right, because I mean, because you said, like, for example, you know, when the guy retires or when the guy separates early, it throws off. Is that a big deal to the city or do they...
Well, see, and I don't know how that's gonna work with, we're paying them interest. It's not an expense.
Right.
To the plan.
So are they even, is it even gonna be part of the budget, is what I'm...
I don't think so. When I actually pay it out, I'm not sure how I can pay it out and not...
Right. Well, the reason I ask, and I don't know if this is true or not, but just a thought, is when, and we could even do it annually if we wanted to, but I separate from the job. My money's in the job. When I leave, hey Jim, what do you plan? Don't hold them to contract or anything, or, because I know they can do quarterly, they can set up a month, well, if they set up a monthly, we know.
Yeah.
You say, what are your plans? And if I have a plan, I give it to you.
They can come back and say, well, I want another thing.
Well, there's always gonna be an unknown with this. It's gonna be a very random...
That part of it won't be in the budget.
Okay.
That won't be a line item on the budget.
Okay.
And we're designing it to where they can't, it's not meant to be used as a bank account. Well, I wanna buy a motorcycle, give me $6,000 and then 10 days later, my boat motor went out, I wanna buy a boat motor, I need that, you know, more money, you know. It's not meant for that. I think we're gonna keep it to quarterly, you know, if they want it, they have to...
Quarterly and not some are the three options that we have on there.
Yeah.
Now, on those options, the member is allowed to change his options at any time, correct?
Monthly, quarterly, and then the lump sum.
That, like...
Yeah, yeah.
Once you set up, say you set up for monthly draws, let's say, and then after 6 months, you decide, well, I don't wanna get my draws anymore, I'm gonna stop that.
Yes.
But I would rather wait till next year, get one lump sum for, you know, and then not do the monthly draws.
Yeah, so if you do that 5 or 6 times, I'm probably gonna get cranky with you.
Do we have any kind of system where we can annuitize it when it's formed to the company, or do they have to do that on their own?
Where we can...
Annuitize it. Annuity is distribution on a monthly basis.
It can be done through the fund. We can annuitize it. But I don't know that we wanna get into that.
I would suggest you might not want to get into that.
I don't either.
Particularly when you throw in things like 10 and 20 or certain factors in there.
I agree.
I think based on the fees itself that we're not paying, I mean, as cheap as it is, I don't think we need to get into that business because we're not set up to deal with the expense of it.
I agree.
This is very low, bare bones.
Well, we're probably gonna be asked about it anyway.
Not necessarily, because they take their lump sums they've been taking for years, they've been taking them out, and I've never had a question about annuitization, you know. There are firms out there, many of them.
Yes, and with this, you can leave 100 or 200,000 and take the rest and roll it over to an ICMA or a TIA.
They have the option to roll it over to an annuity. They so choose, we just advise them, you can roll it over to any annuity you want. We're just not annuity.
Once we start advising, then we take, you know, then we're taking responsibility.
On that form, it also says...
It's set up to be able to roll over to whatever one they want.
I believe I left on that form that, you know, you discussed this information with the tax person.
Yeah.
And you're gonna initial or sign somewhere on there that you have.
I mean, is it possible to say the board does not take responsibility for individual investors? Just, I don't wanna
assume any more liability than we already do.
Right.
Yeah, during negotiations.
I don't think they have any control over the investments, if that's exactly as all the rest of the money.
No, no, I completely understand that, but.
Yeah, there is language on there.
Yeah.
And I have to assume all responsibility, all risk.
Yeah. There's several spots where you have to initial or something.
Right.
You want to make sure it's all on there.
But yeah, and so it's, you know, and this is new, you know, so we're just going to have to work out the bugs as we go, but hopefully there will be no bugs and it'll just go smooth and, but, you know, it's like I said, it's not meant to be like a bank account where they're going to come back only on a quarterly basis. You say, hey, we need this much. Gives us time to, if we don't have the money, to decide, you know, go get with Dave and decide what we need to sell in order to get the money. So.
There's also, I think we left on there, you know, if you come in by December 31st, you're not getting anything until June almost. One, because we got to see how the performance was for that quarter, if you're going to take a lump sum or something like that. And then we have to have time to raise the money with the bank. If it's, you know, if you're just coming in for a monthly amount, we can probably squeeze it out somewhere. But we did put, if you come in by this date, it's probably going to be this date. Then it is 5 or 6 months out.
So the tax owners, as they receive it?
They still follow the special tax notice rules. So if you take any kind of lump sum or anything like that, it's 20% off the top.
How much?
20%.
Well, and then come after that.
You're well advised to take it on a monthly basis.
And then our name comes after that.
That's not considered constructive receipt, and they take it on a quarterly basis.
Nope, it's considered a lump sum.
Okay. And when you take it out as a monthly basis, how is it taxed?
Don't know that.
It's not 20% off the top, but.
I don't know that.
Typically is.
So just any way you take it out.
Yes, because if you start taking it.
I mean, you can change, like, we have. No. The 20% goes towards your.
Capital gain?
No.
Goes towards IRS.
Yeah, it's just
your federal withholding.
Your tax.
It's just your ordinary income. It's helping, it's just taking it out so you don't have to worry about it.
That adds to your.
No.
You can generally make it more, but you can't make it higher.
Gotcha.
Because it's considered a lump, you know, even if it's monthly, it's still considered.
It still has to be accounted for on your tax return. So,
when you fill it out and you talk to your tax person, they should.
Well, yeah, you take $20,000 out, you make $70,000, you know. It's, now you're paying tax on $90,000. You know, so you gotta account for that. And 20% of it's come off the top. You may be in a 30% tax bracket and have to pay more money than
right,
that.
Right, exactly.
So 20% sort of in the middle.
Mm-hmm. So if you come in and see us, we're going to give you, you know, the three different forms. We're not changing and adding language to the lump sum distribution just because it's been out there. It works for everything that it does. We're just adding a couple other forms on the side.
Can you shoot those current forms as you have them now to the board members so they can just look at those forms? Yeah, and then, you know, if anybody has any questions, we can come up, we can address them at our next meeting. Okay, if anything else comes up, one other thing, if you're not going to attend the meeting, please call me and let me know the day of the meeting, preferably before the meeting, you know, but if you're not going to be in attendance, because it's frustrating to sit here and look at the clock, okay, it's 9:00, and I haven't heard from anybody, and it just makes it easier. Anybody else have anything? To the bottom of my agenda. All right, then. We'll get with you shortly as far as maybe end of April or beginning of May meeting. And, you know, that'll be my grand finale instead of this one. Okay, with that being said, with no further business for the board, the meeting is adjourned at 10:03.